In the thick of the solemn majesty, three simple caskets steal the show during a given papal burial. Mother Church during papal burial rites performs what is termed as the three coffin ritual. For non-Catholics, it is too mysterious a tradition, and for some Catholics, the process is yet to be understood. Here's Reverend Father Dominic Nelson Teria of the Second Itakradi Diocese shedding light on why Mother Church performs this ritual.
Usually in the Catholic Church, the death of a pope is confirmed by a person by name the papal chamberlain, who usually is in charge of affairs after the death of a pope. Now, several rituals take place before and after the burial of a pope. Usually the interment takes place between the fourth and the sixth day after the pope's death, and there is a period of mourning that is also followed by a funeral mass. There are three different caskets that are involved in the burial of the pope, and that is why the whole ritual around it has the name the ritual of the three coffins. First, there is the coffin that is made of cypress wood, referred to that as a cypress wood coffin. And then there is a second one, a lead coffin made with lead. And then there is a third one that is made from elm wood, so it's referred to as the elm coffin. Each of them carries with it very powerful symbolism and significance. First, the cypress coffin. This coffin usually contains the program for the pope's funeral mass. Usually a copy is placed in the innermost part of the coffin, and of course obviously it is made of cypress wood. It has bags of silver, gold and copper coins, and the number of coins in each bag equals the number of years of papacy of the pope in question. Now, this simple wood coffin made of cypress signifies that the pope is also an ordinary human being like all of us, and so he's supposed to be buried like a common man. The coffin is sealed and wrapped with three silk ribbons before being placed in a lead casket. Now, the second is a lead coffin or the lead casket. This is usually shut and engraved with the pope's name and dates of his papacy. The name and the years of the pope's pontificate are engraved on it. It is very important because it is more durable, and for that reason, all the documents issued under the seal of his pontificate are usually placed. Some mostly are placed in this coffin. It is further put in an elm coffin, which is the third one. And so the elm coffin. This coffin is usually made of elm wood and nailed and shot with golden nails. Golden nails, once again, very important. And since elm, the wood of which this coffin is made, is a very scarce and precious wood species in Rome, it is meant to indicate that apart from being a normal human being like all of us, the pope also has a special dignity. And beloved in Christ, our popes, like all holy men and women, are thus treated with a lot of reverence even in their death, in their burial. In fact, the incorrupt bodies of some of these popes, like those of some saints, are considered holy relics and are treated with even greater reverence and dignity. The ritual of the three coffins then is a visual reminder to us, the living, of those holy men and women which the popes also are part of in history, that have lived and died in their faith. It is as well, secondly, a reminder to us that we the living also have mortality awaiting us, and so we should prepare for mortality, in other words, our death, and the accountability that comes with it for even the popes that die.
The simple but profound meaning of this ritual tells the divine beauty of the Catholic faith.